Hey guys, welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm on the ground. I'm doing something a little bit different today. I thought it would be a little bit more cozy to, you know, chat with you guys down here. So let me know if you like the change. So listen, I do training for quite a few people. I have clients that I work with, but then I also do some supplemental training for one of my networking groups. And one of the things that I've noticed when I am talking to people, you know, whether it's like a one-on-one where we're learning about each other, or maybe it is in a training with someone who doesn't really prioritize their marketing or their leadership. They're just, you know, out making sales. One of the things that I've recognized is there are a few words that when you say them, people's eyes glaze over. We have become desensitized to some of these words. They don't hold the meaning that they need to hold in a way that people are using them and being successful. So I also realized this when I recently did my workshop called Busy Building. I recently did an accelerated version of this program for my church with some small business owners. And there was one C-suite owner there who is very well versed in the art of acquisitions, acquiring companies, selling companies. He was like a president, vice president of a large company. He is very well versed, but he wanted to take the program because he wanted to learn about digital marketing so that he would be able to manage his marketing team a little bit better, understanding what it is they actually do and making sure that they're doing it right. But anyway, in the process of facilitating this workshop and doing other trainings that I've done, like I said, people have become desensitized to a few words. And so I was laying in my bed the other night, and I was thinking about how can we make these words a little bit more meaningful to people? How can we get people to, you know, really take them seriously again and begin to do what they need to do in order to start using them appropriately? And I know that you're going to know what at least one of them is. Like, if you think about it, you know that I'm going to talk about the word authenticity, right? And that you need to be authentic. And another one is organic. I've used that a lot as well. And you get people's eyes that glaze over because they're like, okay, what is she talking about? Organic coffee? What are you talking about? Organic apples? No. It kind of goes hand in hand with authentic, because when I'm using it, and I'm saying be authentic, I'm also talking about how to organically develop opportunities for your business, or how to organically get buy-in from your team if you are a leader. And then the other word that I think is thrown around a lot and people struggle with is productivity. And you could throw time management in there as well, but productivity is another one that, you know, I think people are maybe a little afraid of, because there's so many things to do, but only so many hours in a day. And I think productivity is an intimidating word. And these three words, I think we need to look at a little bit differently. I wanted to make them a little bit more robust. I wanted to make them have a little bit more meaning for you guys. So like I said, I was laying in my bed and I was thinking, how can I do this? And so I started thinking about the words, thinking about when I'm teaching my customers about how to put the BU in their business, how to show up for themselves and get the things that they want, being who it is they actually are, right? So when I was thinking about that, this is what I came up with. And I want to hear you guys' thoughts. I want you guys to tell me what you think about it down in the comments, because I want to know if it's going to be helpful to you. I want to know if authenticity and organic and productivity are or have, I want to know if they have become buzzwords for you, if they have lost a lot of their luster for you. I want to know if you find that they are overused and used, you know, incorrectly at times. I really do want to know. And I want to know if what I'm about to tell you is going to be helpful. Okay, so here's what I came up with. Wait a minute. Before I tell you, though, have you subscribed to my podcast? Have you clicked on the subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform? Have you clicked on the subscribe button on your YouTube, on this YouTube video? Because my video, my podcasts also go video live on Tuesdays. And so, curious, have you clicked the subscribe button? I need you to do that, number one. And number two, I need you, if you are on YouTube, to click that notification bell so that even when my other videos come up, because I do 2 videos a week of content, and I'm working towards vlogs so that you can see the behind the scenes. So you're not going to know if those videos pop up unless you have your notification bell on. So please click that on. And then lastly, I am on a mission to grow my channel and to monetize my channel. And I have the number of subscribers, but I need you all to watch the videos. I need you to let it play in the background and listen. If you can't physically watch, you can always listen. I don't have tons going on in my videos. I'm talking, so you can just listen to them while you work. Please put your earbuds in and just listen while you click away. That'll be so helpful. All right. Now, all that said, I appreciate you if you do it. Let's get into these 3 words. The first one is authenticity. And so what I thought about for that is if you think about the word authenticity, we can pull out the word authority. And if you think of it as, and then the word intensity. So if you think about you are the authority of your level of intensity / intention. You are the person in charge of that. And so self-awareness is going to help, knowing how to self-regulate, practicing self-care, setting boundaries, managing expectations, and teaching people how to treat you is what it means to be authentic. Having a standard, a personal operating system. We've talked about this in the past few weeks where I've gone over what these things actually are. But having these things allows you to create circumstances for optimal success. It allows you to manage the volume of your personality. It allows you to communicate more effectively. All of the things, when you are the authority of your level of intensity and you are the authority of your intentions. So instead of thinking about the word authenticity and it being just another word, just something else that you've heard where it doesn't hold any more value for you because it's so overused, the next time you hear it, think you are the authority of your intensity and your intentions. Okay, that's what I want you to think. You are the authority of your intensity and your intentions. You control who you are because you have created a personal framework. You have set up circumstances for optimal success. You are able to set boundaries, manage expectations, teach people how to treat you and hold them accountable for what they learn. You're able to manage the volume of your personality, all of these things, because you are the author of your intensity and intentions. Tell me if that helps. I thought it was so good. I want y'all to tell me. I'm really excited because I was thinking of this and it just popped in my head and I was like, wow, you know, this should be so helpful. So I want to know if it's helpful. The next thing is organic. Now, when you think about organic, you think about genuine. You think about real, honest, right? So instead of thinking about organic conversations, think about organizing your antics. Think about organizing yourself, what you say, how you say it, and being able to construct your narratives in such a way that they are genuine, yes, but they have the ability to develop opportunities. I talked to you guys about this a couple of weeks ago where I was at one of my networking events, and the topic of the training, which I do training for this networking group, was on how to develop opportunities. And that same night, I went to a happy hour that we had for that networking group, had a conversation that's supposed to have a one-on-one with the guy earlier, but we never did do it. And so we were the first two there. We decided to do our one-on-one right then. And I was able to organize my antics, create a narrative that was going to explain who I was, what I wanted to do, but then also be able to navigate or drive the conversation in such a way that subsequently was able to get the ability to send a proposal to his regional manager about doing training for quite a few other brokers in the area. So I was able to develop that opportunity by organizing my antics, thinking about what I wanted to do, being very strategic about how I did it, and then executing it in such a way that I was able to develop the opportunity. So when you think about being organic, it's about being genuine, but in that being genuine, you are very organized. You're very strategic in how you go from point A to point B to subsequently getting developing an opportunity of some sort. So you want to think about your conversations, having them in a genuine way, but being able to connect to what it is you do, the problem that you are solving, the solution you have, and understanding how you relate to it so that you can have a genuine, organic conversation with your audience. My camera's about to die, so this is going to be the last one, and it's productivity. So instead of thinking about all the things that you have to do, just think about the activities that are necessary for you to work your plan. So your product activity. What is necessary for you to work the plan that you have created to achieve the goal? So think about scheduling, creating a zero-sum calendar. I have a video about that. Think about not just your scheduling, but your workflow, knowing what actions are necessary each day to help you meet your weekly goals, what weekly goals are necessary to help you meet your monthly goals, what monthly goals are necessary to help you meet your quarterly goals, and what quarterly goals are necessary to help you meet your annual goals. What is the product activity necessary to help you meet your goals? And then how can you use the strengths, limitations, desires, and non-negotiables, your personal framework? How can you use your personal operating system? How can you create circumstances for optimal success? And then how can you set your calendar up so that you can effectively make the time to do the actions required for you to work your plan to achieve your goal? All right. It's so simple, guys. I know it seems simple. I know I'm just talking about it and, you know, it's like, yeah, great, good job. But how do I get there? I would love to help you with that. I really would. So if you haven't already, subscribe to my YouTube channel and think about getting on the wait list for my program, Project CEO. It's an amazing program. We walk through all of this. But even if you don't do that, subscribe, please. Watch the videos. Give this video a thumbs up if you like it. If you're listening to this on the podcast, then please leave a review and tell me what you think about these words, authenticity, organic, and productivity. Tell me if my play on those words made them more real for you, more robust for you. I want to know. All right, that does it for this episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. It was a short one today. I'm super excited. I want to hear from you. Let's engage. All right. Thanks again for listening or watching. Double thanks for subscribing and leaving a review. And I'll be back again next week. Bye, guys. That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode if you have any questions, comments, concerns.
I want to hear all about them, and I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.